But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Right now, I feel like MAGA in general, they are threats to us domestically.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
That the Secret Service did what it's supposed to do. It saw a threat to the president, a potential threat, a man with an AK-47 within the vicinity of the former president on the street, a few hundred yards apparently away from the fifth hole. And the Secret Service agent did what they are trained to do, took out the service revolver, their weapons, and tried to stop this apparent suspect.
We need you. We need you back, right? We need you to be the president. Let's make America great again.
We've now watched President Trump face two assassination attempts this year. Of course, he had multiple attempts as president from submarines and more. You guys remember those from years ago. But no need to rehash that now. We have all been under attack since the day President Trump has won. The MAGA now has been under attack. It's been something we'll see today on a news clip. They want us all exhausted and feeling as if there is no hope. There is. Many are learning, many are growing. I have a few good-hearted videos today also to share with you, a couple of clips that will warm your heart regardless of all of the craziness and chaos that's happening all around us. So let's go.
Returned to the White House, but this event was not on any kind of public schedule, so it's not clear how this alleged lone gunman knew the former president would be playing golf today, and also at what time. We heard the president was on the fifth hole, on the front nine at Trump International. How did this lone gunman know? Perhaps he followed the motorcade. Of course, when the former president travels, he travels in a motorcade. He has Secret Service protection. But that is one of the things. If this was another potential assassin, how he had this information about where former President Trump was playing golf. Of course, he owns numerous golf courses in the state of Florida, Doral in the Miami area, but of course, Trump International is the closest to Mar-a-Lago and Palm Beach, where he resides. That is one of the big questions we hope to hear in this press conference coming up shortly, Eric.
Yeah, and you know, even if you don't know exactly what his schedule is, if you're a local, you know that the former president plays golf. You can obviously see a police and a Secret Service presence. You can see the motorcade, and you know when that is happening.
Right.
And we see a motorcade right now going over the bridge from Palm Beach over to West Palm Beach.
It's not a far trip.
The former president spoke to Bret Baier, and Bret is quoting the former president as saying, quote, "Tell everybody I am fine, and the Secret Service did a great job." So in light of the new reporting that the Secret Service did what it's supposed to do, it saw a threat to the president, a potential threat, a man with an AK-47 within the vicinity of the former president on the street, a few hundred yards apparently away from the fifth hole. And the Secret Service agent did what they are trained to do, took out the service revolver, their weapons, and tried to stop this apparent suspect, this man with the gun.
So President Trump's round of golf was not on any public schedule. How did the suspect know Trump was golfing there today? How did he get a semi-automatic rifle so close to the president? Interesting, because as we dive in, a lot of folks are sharing some information on this. Of course, more will come out in the next few days, obviously. We are the news now. I'd say we, the people. Time magazine had this posted 4 days before the second attempt on President Trump's life. And you'll notice this, in trouble with President Trump sliding into a bunker and sinking at a golf course. Interesting. President Trump said alert from this. After it happened, there were gunshots in my vicinity, but where rumors start spiraling out of control, I want you to hear this first. I'm safe and well. Nothing will slow me down. I will never surrender. I will always love you for supporting me. Unity, peace, make America great again. May God bless you. So interesting that Time magazine, a lot of times they post their things when they're working together. Remember, the media, they did not broadcast President Trump's rallies until the very day. They're like, hey, let's go just, you know, out of coincidence, we're just going to record, play live his rally today, the day that they had an assassination attempt on him, because they were hoping the whole world would see him taken out because they all work together with the enemy. And then you've got this one here from Time. Interesting that they place the golf course and in trouble as if they knew something was going to happen. So this guy must have known something. Somebody gave him a tip. Somebody helped him get into that golf course area. If you're looking at this screen right now, you'll see the plated bags and a scope on an AK-SKS-style rifle. Trump was on hole number 5. Secret Service went to hole number 6 and spotted the dude and opened fire on him. So Charlie Kirk said sources I spoke with informed me that the U.S. Secret Service advance team was scouting the holes ahead of President Trump as he was golfing. Agents spotted the suspect in the tree line in possession of a semi-automatic rifle, which they believed to be an AK-47 or similar. The agents either exchanged fire with him or else it was only the agents shooting at the suspect. This remains unclear. The suspect immediately fled into the trees, initially managed to evade agents, but was quickly apprehended. It's now in law enforcement custody. Red Pill Drifter, the failed assassin, Ryan Root. This is the guy right here. You haven't seen him yet. Attempted to kill President Trump. Has an account on X. It's either a planted Fed account or a bot account. These posts are not natural. These are the posts that Ryan Rout put out. That's right. Ryan says, buy every MiG and every worldly weapon on terms, pay, call Iran and North Korea to fire all missiles at Moscow, and I will end sanctions or again buy all missiles and attack Moscow to kill Putin, blah, blah, blah. And then he says, I am in Kyiv. We need to buy MiG jets, blah, 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 all S-300. These are from 2022 and March and April. And so he basically just weird accounts. And here he is in Newsweek magazine giving a, you know, little interview.
Tell me who you are and why are you here?
56 from the US, from North Carolina originally. So I live in Hawaii now. So flew all the way from Hawaii here. So the question as far as why I'm here, to me, you know, a lot of the other conflicts are gray, but this conflict is definitely black and white. This is about good versus evil. This is a storybook, you know, any movie we've ever watched, this is definitely evil against good. I mean, we're battling a situation here where, you know, the Ukrainians and the rest of the world are caring and kind and generous and unselfish. And
so here we are. Let's get the colored hair. One side's one different color from the other. I don't know if you guys noticed that. It took me a while to figure that out. Somebody pointed it out and said, oh, that's right. He does have the colored hair. And so he put out in 2020, President Donald Trump, while you were my choice in 2016, I and the world hoped that President Trump would be different, better than the candidate, but we all greatly disappointment. And it seems you're getting worse and devolving. Are you retarded? I will be glad when you are gone. Interesting. He puts that out. And of course, with this Facebook account, look what happens. If you're looking at your screen, Facebook, all of a sudden, it was taken down. They pretty quick, but it doesn't matter. Folks went in there, found him, immediately grabbed all of his stuff, and it was put out for the public. Amazing here from Liz. If we were conspiracy theorists, we would question the timing of this new assassination attempt. Lines up perfectly with the damning revelation of the ABC whistleblower that David Muir and Lindsey Davis conspired with Kamala Harris to sabotage Trump in the debate. So every time there is a huge news story that looks bad for the Dems, are they going to take a shot at Trump? You guys remember, we still have the Trump Never Stops Fighting for America mugs and shirts. There they are at shop.amweknow.com. You can grab those Fight for America shirts. It's got And We Know logo on the front and Fight for America on the back of the shirts. And also the mugs are available at shop.amweknow.com. Here we go with MSNBC blaming the second assassination attempt against Trump. Well, they're blaming Trump.
Do you expect there to be calls from within the Trump campaign to do that? Because he's going to reach out to his supporters and say, let's take this down. We do not know, again, the source of any gunshot or gunshots. We don't know who's responsible for this. The whole thing has yet to be 100% confirmed from start to finish how this all played out. But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
Well, Alex, remember back to the assassination attempt on President Trump's life and how, you know, there was talk of a new tone, and then the Republican convention was, by Trumpian standards, muted, and it did seem like he was, you know, just trying to take it down a few notches. But then by the end of his convention speech, you know, we were kind of back to where we started. So I don't know how long this could, like, you know, this moment of unity for the country where we come together and we say, I don't want any political opposition to be under threat of violence. It's not okay, any threat of violence, you know, we don't want. I would love for us to have a unity type moment, but I think it's probably going to be pretty fleeting, as we've seen in the past.
So it's all President Trump's fault. All because he's calling out the evil for what it is. It's all because he's putting the mainstream media under a microscope for the world to see. It's all because the CIA agents that are part of the media, they're being exposed for who they really are. And so what they're going to do is constantly say, well, you know, if he wasn't such a mean guy, maybe he wouldn't have folks try to kill him. Huh. So then if you go a step further and you look at this guy and you go, well, you know, this, you know, he's causing people like this who can't stand President Trump. It's just making it easier and making them angry. So, of course, he deserves to get a bullet sent his way because of the way that he talks. Yeah. Can you imagine if this happened with them, with all of their little puppets that they put up all these years, the Clintons, the Bushes, the Obamas? Can you imagine what would play out? Would they say it's because of a remark that Obama made that was really wrong? Man, if I showed you some of the stuff that he said, whew, about those people with those Bibles and those guns, remember? Yeah. Then they come out, they just go right after that person who had the gun. No, they wouldn't attack their puppet at all. And of course, this lady right here, Elise Jordan, I believe this is her. Well, Springfield, Ohio. She tried to have a guy arrested, Nick Sorter, I believe. Attempted to ask Maggie Vespa why she's pushing violent, divisive rhetoric on behalf of Harris campaign. So there's another reporter that was confronted.
Real quick. So it seems like a lot of the questions that you were asking, it doesn't seem to like address the issue, the actual issues in the... don't touch me, bro. Don't touch me, bro. No, I'm just asking. Like, you know, because there's an increase in crime in the area, it seems like there's a lot more of a problem here. The questions almost seemed like you were trying to turn them into a...
So this Maggie Vespa, different reporter, not the one from MSNBC we just watched, he's asking, you know, why are you pushing violent, divisive rhetoric on behalf of the Harris campaign, which leads to leftist clowns attempting to kill Trump? Of course, she can't handle that, so she runs away, and this guy's putting his hands all over him. So interesting how this is playing in everyone's, you know, daily world. And I'm going to show you something else from this Representative Jasmine Crockett, Democrat. A few hours later, someone tried to kill Trump after she makes remarks about the MAGA folks in general.
I talk about the fact that when we swore in finally in January, that we swore to defend against those that are coming against us, whether they are domestic are international. And right now, I feel like MAGA in general, they are threats to us domestically. And we see it time and time again. And I think that's why you see so many national leaders, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, coming together to say there is only one person qualified to be the commander in chief. And that is Kamala.
So the MAGA people are the threats to our world. They're the threats. They're the ones that are causing problems. Not the guy that just happened to be in 2002, this Ryan Roth, Rout, whatever his name is, was arrested for possessing a weapon of mass destruction in 2002, yet his punishment was shockingly light. The Department of Homeland Security defines a weapon of mass destruction as nuclear, radiological, chemical, or biological designed to inflict mass harm. Yeah, there's no doubt he was working for intelligence agencies. Look at this.
Ukraine is reluctant to be cooperative.
That's Ryan Ruth, a U.S. citizen who set up the International Volunteer Center in Ukraine to help connect foreigners to Ukrainian military units.
Now I'm talking to over 100 soldiers every day, and pretty much everybody, all of my contacts in Ukraine, they were adamant and pretty much yelled at me every time that I suggested that we bring in Afghans.
The Ukrainian government didn't respond to our request for...
Ryan Ruth, so he calls himself Ryan Ruth, not Ryan Rout, even though his route was straight to President Trump and trying to take him out. Pretty upsetting information, but here's something to help you. Important notice, none of the LTPetClub247.com products, including their Enforce supplements, have been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are dietary supplements and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Additionally, the information presented here is not intended to replace the advice of your health practitioner, doctor, or veterinarian. Well, everyone knows that our immune system is our God-given defense system to help our bodies deal with everything that comes against it, from the smallest of concerns to the most catastrophic. Our immune response cells are simply God's first responders. Our bodies are constantly fighting off threats, and the more we are exposed, the more overwhelmed our immune system becomes. Enforce, offered at LTPetClub247.com in the description box below, is a product with over 400 studies conducted on its immune-supporting mushroom that shows that it is another one of God's natural, effective, and powerful elements he gave us to assist in our immune response. Mary from Orange County, California said, I was given some news that I did not want to hear. I was told that I needed to take some drastic treatment to deal with it. I wanted to take 6 weeks to pray about it and try the immune-supporting Enforce to allow my immune system to do what God designed it to do. I started taking 4 capsules of Enforce 3 to 4 times a day, every day for the entire 6 weeks. Those responsible for my care were shocked at how well I was doing after taking Enforce. They had not seen anything quite like this. I am thankful to God and to Enforce. Well, folks, I highly recommend that you consider trying Enforce. Just visit LTPetClub247.com to take advantage of the built-in discounted price they have prepared for our listeners. That's LTPetClub247.com in the description box below. Get yours today. Again, remember that the MAGA folks are the threats to us domestically, says Jasmine Crockett, the one who's lost her mind. But thankfully, the Team Kennedy came together, and they absolutely nailed this particular video showing what the MAGA folks are really all about.
Across the Atlantic in the North American country of the United States lies a fascinating and often misunderstood collective. From its northeastern cities to its midwestern towns to its expansive west, this courageous group of individuals are most notably known for their unwavering patriotism. Join us as we explore the fascinating world of the MAGA people. As we embarked on our journey, we were judicious in taking all necessary precautions. Our media had warned us that these were a vicious, radical, and even deplorable people. Contrary to what we had been told, we found the MAGA people to be warm, loving, and even rather cheeky at times. As we spent time with the MAGA people, we learned that their mantra, Make America Great Again, is an optimistic belief that the United States will once again prosper by returning to its founding principles of a government by and for the people. Under these beliefs, the MAGA people strive to protect America's Constitution, freedom of its citizens, health of its people, and a yearning to restore the American dream that existed not so long ago. Notice their rather wholesome, familial demeanor. They often talk about their love of family, the importance of truth, and a desire for basic human rights. As they strive to uphold the peace and harmony throughout their communities, the MAGA people are insistent on protecting their borders. However, they are not inherently confrontational, as they advocate for ending the wars and military presence abroad. Further observations reveal that MAGA people come from all walks of life, including farmers and ranchers, family-owned businesses, entrepreneurs, health advocates, blue-collar workers, and military servicemen. And just recently, the MAGA people joined forces with another group, the Maha people. Together, the MAGA and Maha have started a movement to make America healthy again. As we departed back to our native land, we couldn't help but reflect on all that the MAGA people had taught us. Once perceived as a dangerous and barbaric group, we found ourselves feeling enlightened by the MAGA's moral, ethical, and honest ways of life. One could only hope that a similar movement would eventually emerge for us.
Great job from Team Kennedy, and amazing because this was caught by Grasshopper that posted at 2303 by Dan Scavino was this video from Team Kennedy. Join us as we explore the fascinating world of the MAGA people. Well, if you go to 2303 on the cue board, why is the D Party fighting to change history? Facts matter. False narrative. The old D Party is now the new R Party line, no longer swallowed. Sheep no more. Now, this video is 2 minutes 28 seconds, so you go to 228 on the cue board. USA leadership change. SA leadership change. Saudi Arabia. Germany leadership change. And Pakistan leadership change. And then you see 40,000 foot. Interesting, because that plane, you know, not 40,000 feet high, but it's kind of showing you that something's above the sky, you know. High level, looking down upon the people. Interesting, because now we've got 10 wars and zero hitmen against any of these clowns that you're looking at here, the Bushes, the Obamas, the Clintons. And then we have zero wars with President Trump, and yet two hitmen try to take him out. Now, interesting, because you guys are talking about, you know, we're talking about the rhetoric of, you know, these dangerous things that President Trump's says about people. But who remembers this from Kamala Harris joking about the assassination of President Trump in 2018?
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
If you had to be...
There you go. So they're putting in the minds of the people that it's okay to joke around about taking out President Trump. Yeah. Also, another thing interesting about this shooter, Ryan Ruth, what are the odds that he would actually, you know, the two shooters who have attempted to assassinate President Trump are in two very distinct and very different commercials, one supporting Ukraine and the other a BlackRock ad. It's bizarre. Check this out.
The cost of the action is to appeal to world leaders.
There he is in the video. So Drew Hernandez says, insane. Trump Florida shooter appeared in an Azov battalion propaganda video in May of 2022. This 100% has CIA asset written all over it. And he was given his marching orders, and they showed him where to go by putting it on Time Magazine, and off he went. Almost like they trained for it and prepared for it. And yet, where is the security around, you know, President Trump? Well, check out what law enforcement states about President Trump not getting the protection.
How was this able to happen, and for future reference, is there any obscurity of the golf course?
Well, you got to understand, the golf course is surrounded by shrubbery, so when somebody gets into the shrubbery, they're pretty much out of sight, all right? And at this level that he is at right now, he's not the sitting president. If he was, we would have had this entire golf course around it. Well, because he's not, the security is limited to the areas that the Secret Service deems possible. So I would imagine that the next time he comes at a golf course, there'll probably be a little bit more people around the perimeter.
Yeah, he's not the sitting president, so we can't, you know, help him out, says the local law enforcement. And of course, we had the governor, Ron DeSantis, come out and make a statement that they're going to look into and do their own investigation to find out why, how this guy was able to get in with this this rifle and head on in to the golf course and just hang out there and wait for President Trump to show up so he could take him out. It's amazing how they coordinate this thing so perfectly. And will we find out the truth? Probably not. They're going to keep it all hidden once again like they normally do. But they're trying. They're making efforts for the public to think that something is, you know, is going to happen. But, you know, while this is all playing out, I told you guys we'd have something to help you out with this, with Dilly Meme Team. And this comes from one of the shows I grew up watching. And you're going to recognize the music and you're going to see the actual way that they place the all the key players in this particular video together, and it will it'll lighten your mood a little bit as we continue to deal with these serious situations.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way, the only way they know how. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy. Wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
That was so good. Way to go, Dilly Mean Team. The Dukes of MAGA. That's what this one was called. If you guys are listening instead of watching, I feel bad for you. You want to see this, but there's President Trump and fans shooting their arrows at the deep state, you know, whatever house. I didn't know that was a bad word until just now, whatever. But they're starring J.D. Vance and Donald Trump, of course. You got Melania Trump, and you've got the police officer sitting there. Of course, you got Crazy Joe, Rush Limbaugh. They even threw him in there as Uncle Jesse. Pretty cool. And Dan Scavino as Cooter. Oh, way to go, Joe Biden as Sheriff Roscoe Pico Train. You guys remember that? And then Hillary Clinton as Boss Hog. Oh, man. we could put that one on replay over and over again. Another one that's interesting is, you know, President Trump is going to continue to have his rallies. He's got his 88th rally coming up. And there's a guy here that wanted to make sure everybody knew he was going to be there. I thought you'd play this video for you.
Good morning, patriotic Americans. This is Edward X. Young, the world's greatest Trump supporter. And I might be somebody else. If you know, you know. I'm here in Uniondale, New York, out in Long Island, in front of the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. And it's Sunday. It's Sunday, September 15th, 2024, in the morning. I am here 3 days early. I'm setting up my tent. Donald Trump is going to be speaking here in his biggest arena yet. In his biggest arena yet. On Wednesday, September 18th. But I'm here now, on Sunday, September 15th. And I am the first one in line. Get that, number one in line.
And I'm here, with him.
I'm here with Mike O'Neill. We got a tent in his car. We're laying up the tent now. And don't anybody challenge me. Number one in line. Number one supporting President Trump. And you know, number one in, well, you know, if you know, you know. Anyhow, I will see you. It will be my 88th Trump rally. Number 88. That's going to be on Wednesday, September 18th, here in Uniondale, New York. I have arrived.
Interesting. Interesting choice of color for that hat, Tiffany blue. And then he pointed to his nose for some reason. I think I remember somebody else pointing to their nose was it RFK Jr. in some video when they said, touch your nose if you know that somebody might be around still? Yeah. For those of you guys that like this kind of stuff, there you go. And of course, other things that we enjoy and that we love is the support of President Trump. You've got the Latin music superstar Nicky Jam endorsed rightful President Trump last night. It's massive because Nicky has 29 million monthly listeners on Spotify, 43.7 million followers on Instagram, and 7.7 million on TikTok, and 4.8 million on X. This is a huge endorsement.
I'm glad he came up.
It's an honor to me to meet you, Mr. President. People that come from where I come from, they don't meet the president, so I'm lucky. I'm gonna say this, but we need you. We need you back, right? We need you to be the president. And apart from that, I gotta say this in Spanish. Han pasado cuatro años y no ha pasado nada. Necesitamos a Trump. Let's make America great again.
Let's make America great again. Really good to have an endorsement like that for all of us. And before we move on, I wanted to make sure we had a reminder of all of the, you know, they say that President Trump's the guy that calls for violence. He's the one that's causing problems for himself. You know, that's why people want to take him out. Let's just have a little reminder of the Democrats calling for political violence.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pull it up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're constantly calling for violence against those that support President Trump and violence against President Trump himself. Yet he's the one with the rhetoric that comes across as abrasive, which causes people to want to go take him out. Do you see how they play their games? Do you see how those that worship Satan, those that worship the enemy, those that constantly deal with lies all the time, they can't help themselves but to lie so they can try to convince their people that follow them, the liberals and the ones that follow or have anything to do with the left, how they're so brainwashed? That's how it works. Folks, if you need more help, we're at amweknow.com. You can reach us there on our website, amazing site. You can get all of our social media there, X, Facebook, Instagram, Telegram, and more. All you have to do is scroll down. You'll see that we have all of our videos there for you. We have our AUK merch. Subscribe to our newsletter. If you want to put your name and email in there, hit submit. You'll receive updates from us. Please check that out. You'll also see our showcase, all of our interviews, our partners. If you forgot where to find Dr. Kelly Shockley, you just go to amweknow.com, scroll down. There she is. EMF Protection's there. LT Pet Club, Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, Hunter's Blend Coffee, Parker Pastures. They're all there just for you. And some other things that we have for you would be our merch. So you want to go check out our merch. All you have to do is go to shop.amwedo.com. You know, we've got the sweatshirts, the hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks for you. And we just want you to check that out. And if you wear this gear, you know that somebody will approach you and they'll say, I watched that show also. And before you know it, you've got a new friend. Here's more great pictures of Patriots wearing our gear.
Dana, would you like to ask me questions and then let me answer them, or would you like to debate me on these topics? I noticed that when you had Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, you gave them multiple choice answers to the questions that you asked, and you allowed them to answer the questions. I'm happy to be here to talk about policy, but if you're going to interrupt me every single time that I open my mouth, then why am I even doing this? So please, ask a question, and I'd ask you to be polite enough to let me answer it.
Yes.
So there he is, taking Dana right to where she belongs, letting her know how he feels about this particular 17-minute video that was put out. I wanted you to know that this is pretty interesting how he fights back and shows these mainstream media folks where they belong. And there's just a lot of folks out there that still think that maybe J.D. Vance isn't the right guy, or they try to send me note after note saying, I know that J.D. Vance worked for you in the Marine Corps, but do you know that he went to Yale, blah, blah, blah. I get it, folks. But this is the information we have now. This is a guy that's fighting for President Trump. You can see it happening day in and day out. And we have to be careful before you jump off and don't have proof 100% of things that are going on behind the scenes. And I tell people all the time, look, if he actually went to Yale and he was part of some evil system, like dealing with the jabs or whatever that people keep sending me, then just maybe, oh, maybe he would have that information and be able to provide it to President Trump and the team that surrounds him with the truth. And so just remember that. And just wanted to show you what led him to make that statement.
Now is Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance, who represents Ohio in the U.S. Senate. Thank you for being here, sir. So the mayor of Springfield, Ohio, Rob Rue, said, quote, all these federal politicians that have negatively spun our city, they need to know they're hurting our city. And it was their words that did it. Before Donald Trump talked about eating dogs and cats on a debate stage, it was you, Senator, who first elevated this baseless rumor. These are your constituents. So why are you putting them at risk by continuing to spread claims about Haitian immigrants, despite officials in your state saying that there's no evidence and pleading for you to stop?
Well, Dana, first of all, what's putting the residents of Springfield at risk, which was a town completely ignored by the American media until Donald Trump and I started surfacing some of these concerns, is that they can't afford housing, they can't afford health care. The schools have been overwhelmed, the hospitals have been overwhelmed, and they're overwhelmed because Kamala Harris allowed 20,000 Haitian migrants to get dropped into a small Ohio town of about 40,000 people, and it's completely overwhelmed the services. Now, you ask, why have I talked about some of the things that I've been talking about? Let me just say this. My constituents have brought approximately a dozen separate concerns to me. 10 of them are verifiable and confirmable, and a couple of them I talk about because my constituents are telling me firsthand that they're seeing these things. So I have two options, Dana. I can ignore them, which is what the American media has done for years to this community, or I can actually talk about what people are telling me. And of course, many of the things that the media says are completely baseless have since been confirmed. For example, I was told, Dana, that by the American media, that it was baseless that migrants were capturing the geese from the local park pond and eating them. And yet there are 911 calls from well before this ever became a viral sensation of people complaining about that exact thing happening. So my attitude is, listen to my constituents. Sometimes they're going to say things that people don't like, but they're saying things that people don't like because their town has been overwhelmed, and it's my job to try to fight for them and to protect them. Kamala Harris opened the border, and now these people are suffering. That's what I'm focused on, Dana.
Senator.
So now, great answer. How do you come back on something like that? What do you think she has up her sleeve with her training that she received, probably from the CIA?
I have to go through several things that you just said. First of all, the Clark County Sheriff and the Ohio Department of Natural Resources reviewed 11 months of 911 calls. They only identified two instances of people alleging Haitians were taking geese out of parks.
Alleging.
They found zero evidence to substantiate those claims.
So let's go to officials who probably don't care about President Trump or don't want him in office.
Also, other evidence that you have talked about, even you've retweeted alleged evidence, are unsourced social media videos from a different city, apparently no connection to Haitians. And this is from a conservative activist who offered a $5,000 reward for such things. And then going just backly to the schools and the hospitals and the and so forth being overwhelmed, nobody is disputing that the town of Springfield, Ohio, needs help. But you're not just a bystander. You're the senator from Ohio. So instead of saying things that are wrong and actually causing the hospitals, the schools, the government buildings to be evacuated because of bomb threats, because of the cats and dogs thing.
So basically, it's his fault. There's bomb threats against the hospitals because J.D. Vance caused that problem. That's what she's basically letting her folks know.
Why not actually be constructive in helping to better integrate them into the community? Because there are a lot of employers there who say that the Haitian workers are helping fill jobs that they need desperately filled.
Oh, so let's go ahead and allow these, even though there's 40,000 people there, allow these 20,000 to step in and take 20,000 jobs away from the 40,000 who live there. And a lot of those 40,000 might be children also. So let's just whittle that down a little more. Basically, just let the Haitians take over and take all the jobs from the community.
Dana, first of all, let me just respond to a couple of things that you said. But I want to start with something you said, which I think is frankly disgusting and is more appropriate for a Democratic propagandist than it is for an American journalist. There is nothing that I have said that has led to threats against these hospitals. These hospitals, the bomb threats and so forth, it's disgusting. The violence is disgusting. We condemn it. We condemn all violence.
Senator, this happened after you and
but
President
say,
Trump
no, no,
were
Dana,
on,
no,
the,
Dana,
were on the debate
say,
stage said
Dana,
that cats
no,
and dogs
you
were
asked,
being
you,
eaten.
You asked a question, Dana, and I'm going to go ahead and answer it. What
after
we
that,
said,
they were
what we have said is that this town has suffered terribly under the policies of Kamala Harris. Now, you just accused me of inciting violence against the community when all that I've done is surface the complaints of my constituents, people who are suffering because of Kamala Harris's policies. Are we not allowed to talk about these problems because some psychopaths are threatening violence? We can condemn the violence on the one hand, but also talk about the terrible consequences of Kamala Harris's open border on the other hand. Now, let me just fact check a couple of other things that you said, Dana, because it's important. You said that all of these migrants are in the country legally. They're in the country through what's called temporary protective status.
Right.
That is when Kamala Harris waved a magic amnesty wand, taking people and giving them legal status. That is not to say that they're here legally. That is a terrible indictment of her amnesty policies that have further opened the border
not,
and further caused
not illegal.
Terrible
you might,
migration
you
into
might
this
be,
country.
You might not agree with.
So now we're finding out information that I didn't even know about. How about you guys? I didn't know she waved a magic wand and all of a sudden these folks were allowed to just stroll on into whatever city they want to dump them into. Huh.
The law, because President
Dana,
Biden
the point
and
is,
Vice
Dana,
President Harris are, I don't want to, frankly, go down this conversation.
We don't want people to know about that. Let's not have this conversation. No, let's have distractions, you know, like amnesty. We don't want to talk about that. So anyway, they go on and on and on. And I put it in the description box below, the full 17-minute video for you to watch in case you want to know more about that. President Trump said, as president, I will immediately end migrant invasion of America. We will stop all migrant flights and all illegal entries, terminate the Kamala phone app for smuggling illegals, the CBP One app, revoke deportation immunity, suspend refugee resettlement, and return Kamala's illegal migrants to their home countries, also known as remigration. I will save our cities and towns in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and all across America. MAGA 2024.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world, enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
How about that, huh? Continuing to wake folks up across this country has been a priority. Watching how they steal these elections, watching what they're trying to do to our country. That's why it's important for us to get out and get involved. And many people are getting out and getting involved and trying to help figure out what's going on. How we imagined evil as a kid, we saw this fire and this horned red man with wings with a pitchfork, you know, coming from hell. Actually, evil looks like this if you're looking at your screen with the Fauci, the Gates, the Soros, and the Klaus Schwab, names that we didn't really know. Many of us before 2016, that evil is continuing to cause all kinds of problems for the economy. Buffett continues to know what's going on. He's trimming more of Bank of America stock. S&P 500 to raise $700 billion. Kirk shared with us how many, you know, anyone can grow with the precious metals in light of how they're trying to destroy us. And it's amazing. When we have this video that played Sunday, how many folks have tuned into it and they're realizing, man, this is some good information. This guy really knows what he's talking about, and he's involved in people over profit, and that's what he keeps telling folks all over the all the time. And so you can go to amweknow.com/gold and reach out to him. But here's a clip from that particular video that we had Sunday for you, you know, to help you out in going forward.
Income consumers really suffering.
So not only is just the low income, like Big Lots filed for bankruptcy. Macy's is basically closing most of its stores, right? And 10, 15 years ago, if you just said, ooh, I'm going shopping at Macy's, and people say, ooh, that's like upper crust, you're rich, right? Going to Macy's. Not anymore. They've turned into something that's not that. It's like everything's always on sale, but they're going out of business.
Right.
UBS, one of the big massive financial firms in the world, right? They're shutting down I think 25 of their branches at the beginning of 2025. I mean, this sector that of the economy that we're living in is this classic divide between the haves and the have-nots, right? Where and people who are living at the margin, in an era of high inflation, lowering wages, unemployment rising, right? Just the earlier this week on Wednesday, the consumer price index numbers came out and inflation's going up again. Now there's inflationary fears.
It's so like, he tells us all the bad news, but at the same time, he spent the last 8 minutes going through really good stories with people that are hurting right now and in the past that didn't have much, and he was able to help them out. So I just encourage you to check that out in the description box below. Moving forward, you guys know that there's been amazing turnout for RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard as they've been traveling, and they're filling up these stadiums. Check this out. Sold out crowd. The massive amount of folks there, if you're looking at your screen. Thousands and thousands of people are turning out to see them. It's almost like watching a Trump rally. Now, everywhere that these guys head, they're getting a lot of speakers and a lot of support. And it's just growing more and more every day. I think this is going to be the norm going into the future, folks. We're going to see a lot of folks turning out for these big events. And they're going to be put together for us to all gather together. And that's where we're going to see a lot of unity, something like this. Pretty amazing stuff. And so here's a clip from this one, RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard in Battleground, Arizona.
I'm going to name drop.
Oh, good.
Last night, I had dinner with Oliver Stone. It was his birthday. And Oliver Stone is traditional vernacular, he's probably the most left-wing person in Hollywood. And one of the other guests there, and it was a very small party, and Cheryl and I went, was James Woods, the actor, who's probably the most right-wing person in Hollywood. And James Woods was telling us during dinner, he said, a lot of people ask him all the time, how can you be friends with Oliver Stone? He doesn't believe in any of the political things you believe in. And he said, because I'm a citizen of the United States of America, and that's what we do. And, you know, that's what we do. We can disagree, we can have dialogue, we can have conversation. The whole idea of debate, my father loved the fact that politicians in this country were smart, that they could go toe-to-toe with their adversaries, that the ideas that would rise to the policy level were those that triumphed in a marketplace. And
amazing how they're getting all types of information in these events also. Playing out for us to see. Of course, Tucker Carlson has his live tour also. And he was sharing some stuff, interesting stuff about the pets. Check this out.
Trump said about people eating pets. And there were two levels on which to enjoy this. Well, the first one, I literally enjoyed it. People were like, I can't believe Donald Trump accused people of eating pets. I was like, I love him. It's just hilarious. Who would ever say that? They're eating all the pets. So great. Thank you, Donald Trump. That was awesome. Because first of all, it makes all the right people mad. Like anyone getting red in the face over pet eating. That's not true. That's never happened. No one's ever eaten a pet. Okay. You just outed yourself. You're a liar. So that's the first thing. The second thing is now we're talking about eating pets. And so now that we are, let me just count myself as opposed. Note that if PETA doesn't endorse Trump in the next 24 hours, they're totally fraudulent. I'm serious. People have run for president in this country since the 1780s. Has any presidential candidate ever taken an unequivocal stand against pet eating? None. PETA's been waiting its entire life for this, and they still won't endorse.
PETA won't endorse, but guess what? They made a commercial, folks. You got it. I'm fixing to play it for you right now. Notice anything as this is playing. I want you to see if you catch it.
Thank you. Here, kitty, kitty. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Here, kitty, kitty.
Keep your cat safe indoors, it says, because the cats are missing. And if you didn't catch it, I'm just going to give this to you, especially for those that are listening in. There are no Haitians or folks, illegal immigrants, taking the cats and eating them. But what they are showing you is they're showing you a white guy with a gun that wants to shoot a cat. Somebody with darker skin that wants to feed the cat poison, an Asian, I think. And outdoor cats don't go missing by themselves. A white guy carrying it looks like a golf club so he can beat the kitty up. And let's see, they're showing the guy with the gun again and the girl that wants to kill with poison and then a young white guy that wants to burn a kitty cat. Yeah. You get it? You see what they're doing? That's PETA for you, in case you guys support them. I'll bet nobody in Springfield, Ohio is identifying as a furry right now, says Eric. Oh, that's so good. And of course, all of this distractions and more just keeps pushing everyone closer and closer to President Trump. And of course, we've had this election season getting closer and closer here in Chatham County, Georgia, within the borders of the United States of America. An American gets censored, assaulted, humiliated, mishandled, manhandled, and removed during a Board of Elections meeting when she brings up Dominion rigging systems and election crimes.
My name is Beth Magarevi, and I'm a registered voter of Chatham County. The message conveyed by all speakers today is that the Dominion voting system is fraught with opportunities to corrupt the integrity of our elections in Georgia, even under the best of circumstances.
So I'll fast forward this as she continues to talk because she brought up Dominion. They're all probably going crazy because these guys are all corrupt. And she then they tell her, you know what? You can't keep talking. That's Georgia carrying her out because she's calling them out for what they're doing with the elections. They don't want to hear the truth. These guys are all probably paid off, and they know it. John Tegan put this out. We're voting for the country we want to leave our children and grandchildren with, right? The moment when somebody asks, says, hey, I can't believe you're voting for Trump, I simply reply, I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for the First Amendment and freedom of speech. For the right to speak my opinion and not be censored. For secure borders and legal immigration. Voting for election integrity to include mandatory voter ID. Why would anybody vote against this? For the Second Amendment and my right to defend my life and my family. For the police to be respected once again. For law and order and an end to allowing protesters to trespass and burn our cities. Destroying innocent small business. For voter IDs, for personal responsibility and the end of revolving door where criminals are being put back on the street. I'm voting for the next Supreme Court justices to protect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. For a return of our troops from foreign countries and the end to America's involvement in foreign conflicts. What else am I voting for? The Electoral College and the Republic in which we live, for the continued appointment of federal judges who respect the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, for the keeping of our jobs to remain in America and not be outsourced all over the world to China, Mexico, and other foreign countries. I'm voting for doing away with all the freebies given to all the illegals and not looking after the needs of the American citizens and homeless veterans. I'm voting for the military and veterans who fought for this country to keep men out of women's sports, for peace, progress in the Middle East, to fight against human child trafficking, for freedom of religion, for the return of teaching math, history, and science instead of indoctrination of our children. Voting for one person. I'm voting for the country, the future of my country. I'm voting for my children and any future grandchildren to ensure their freedoms. America is the greatest country in the world, hence why everyone wants to immigrate here. So why do you want to change it? Why do politicians want to enact policies that have failed in other countries throughout history? I'm not voting for Trump. I'm voting for America. And of course, President Trump put this out to all the forgotten men and women who have been neglected, abandoned, and left behind. You will be forgotten no longer. That's President Trump's promise, also from RFK Jr. With a mass movement behind us, President Trump and I will transform our food system. We will get the chemicals out of the water, air, food, and soil. We will drain the corruption out of the agencies that are supposed to protect the public. By 2028, I promise you, we will make America healthy again. And with all this talk of assassination, Donnie Cash Rocks, Nashville. Again, check this out.
I am the most popular guy. That's why they want me to die. They took their shot and my polls went higher. I stood up in the line of fire. I stood up in a sniper's line of fire. I went down, 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 and my fist went up higher. And we said, fight, fight, fight. The line of fire. The line of fire. To win is really sweet. The left will taste defeat. Comrade Kamala's such a clown, and that is why we're gonna take her down. I stood up in a sniper's line of fire. I went down, down, down. Then I raised my fist up higher. And I said, fight, fight, fight. The line of fire. The line of fire. And we'll fight, fight, fight. The line of fire. Thank you. God bless you.
Remember, I put these clips at the bottom below the video in case you want to get these and share them with your family. He did fight, and he is in the line of fire, and that would be President Trump, right? He gave up everything. He knew his life and the lives of his family would forever change. He knew, and he knows, the consequences. A man who had everything. Why do it? Everyone, every evil entity is against him. And he's been also highlighted from this one here. He put out a 51-second video. That number 51 on the cue board says, "Dear Patriot, we hear you. We hear all Americans such as yourself. The time has come to take back our great land. The time is now. Rest assured, POTUS is backed by the absolute finest people alive who are all dedicated to the eradication, evil, and corruption from the U.S. and the entire world." And the number one reason he brought this up in California a few days ago when he spoke there, the number one reason I believe that he's under attack is because of this.
And in case you don't want to write about it, which you should, because it can be no bigger scandal than this, we have, under this administration, 325,000 migrant children are missing. 325,000. In other words, take your biggest stadium in California and you could fill it up five or six times. Those are all missing children. Many of them are dead. Many of them are sex slaves and slaves of different nature.
He wants to protect our children. They want our children. They want to destroy them before they're born. And if they're born, they want to then traffic them. And if they can't grab them to traffic them, they'll enter the school system with books to teach them things that they have no business learning about. They want our children to the point where the parents have no say-so over the kids once they enter the government-controlled school system, so that they can take them and have their sex changed without the parents knowing. They want them indoctrinated so when they get older and get into high school, they can change their thinking. They can then put them into the conveyor belt system of thinking. Line them up, raise your hands, make sure that you ask permission to go somewhere, listen to your leaders, or else. Then they enter the universities, and they are told that there is no God. And then they enter society, and they went from these beautiful, wonderful children to these Marxist, communist thinking folks who have been destroyed. The enemy wants to destroy our family, and then he destroys our local cities and our counties, and then he goes after our states. And before you know it, he takes the entire nation down. And before you know it, it's all gone. Remember the 5th of November. It's going to be the greatest day in American history. That's what we're told. Looking forward to that day. We have to continue to pray for our great country.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for how you continue to guide and direct our lives. Thank you for always, always being there for us whenever we call on you. We ask for continued grace and mercy on our lives. We ask for clarity of mind to help us with our tongues as we open our mouth to talk to folks. May it be filled with the words that you would have us to say to those that need it. Need comfort and rest, to those that need rebuking, to those that need guidance and direction. We certainly need your help with that. Without you, we know we can do nothing. And so we ask that we, as we continue this journey of understanding the truth and finding out more, you know, behind enemy lines of what's going on, that you would allow us still to even share the gospel, as that's the most important thing, that many would come to know you as their King, as their Lord and Savior. We know that's the highest priority for us all as we continue this spiritual journey, this great awakening that all of us have been a part of. We definitely need protection, Lord, over our lives. We need protection over President Trump as he continues to dodge bullets, literally. We ask for just overwhelmingly sense of peace in our own hearts as we enter each day heading to the end of this year. We ask all this in the name of our King, your Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you have a great remainder of your week. Thank you for hitting that subscribe button, the follow button, and the share button, and the like button. We like that. And guys, just again, just to remind you that we're working hard behind the scenes on some events, and so we're looking forward to getting the first one out here very soon. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know, signing out.
But do you expect to hear anything from the Trump campaign about toning down the rhetoric, toning down the violence, or would that be atypical of the former president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
Right now, I feel like MAGA in general, they are threats to us domestically.
If you had to be stuck in an elevator with either President Trump, Mike Pence, or Jeff Sessions, who would it be?
Does one of us have to come out alive?
That the Secret Service did what it's supposed to do. It saw a threat to the president, a potential threat, a man with an AK-47 within the vicinity of the former president on the street, a few hundred yards apparently away from the fifth hole. And the Secret Service agent did what they are trained to do, took out the service revolver, their weapons, and tried to stop this apparent suspect.
We need you. We need you back, right? We need you to be the president. Let's make America great again.